This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All I can say when it comes to leftists and what I preach 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and really 24/7 when I'm awake, is leftists are liars. They cover up everything. They don't want to tell you the truth, even when the truth has to do with your livelihood, your health. I'll give you an example. They tell you that a killing of a baby is a woman's health issue. That's just a blatant lie. It's easy for them to say, every one of them, the woman chose to give them life. But now they want to have life and death over the next generation of people. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. No. I have other examples. They tell you defund the police. Really? Defund the police? Why? Is that safe? Does it make the world more safe? Of course not. It's insane that everything they tell you is antithetical to common sense. We're not talking rocket science here, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I preached and preached and preached to you that these people lie to you. They lie about election integrity. They don't want election integrity. They want the exact opposite. They want to be able to shoehorn people in whoever they want. They want you to have no say whatsoever. That's the election integrity they want. They tell you they want to unite people. Yeah? How does critical race theory unite people? How does Black Lives Matter unite? How does all this gay nonsense that they spew every other day, how does that unite? Short answer, it doesn't. They tell you Obamacare is going to pay all your bills. If we just get Obamacare, poor people will be able to go to the doctor, blah, blah, blah. Poor people have been going to the doctor since the beginning of this country. That's how it works. Obamacare didn't solve anybody's problem. I'm just going through a litany of things here. They tell you you shouldn't have a gun because it's better if you let somebody else protect you. But, oh, by the way, we don't want those people to be funded who technically protect you. That makes sense? Not in any world. In nobody's common sense arena does that make any sense at all. They told you when they did Obamacare, they said, Gruber let the cat out of the bag. He says, we knew people, we made an intentionally ambiguous language so people wouldn't get it, so we could pass it, knowing that it wasn't going to do anything for anybody. It is nothing more than an insurance company money grab. Inasmuch as the Wu flu is nothing more than a pharmaceutical company money grab. People paying off the lobby. Climate change, nothing more than a green energy money grab. That's it. None of those things benefit any of us in any way. I mean, if it does, it's a handful. Climate change benefits nobody, first of all. Lack of police benefits nobody. Certainly not the black community. And maybe a handful of people got helped with Obamacare. Was it with the money we spent on Obamacare, I guarantee you we could have helped millions and millions more. So what is all this leading up to? It's leading up to the notion that the CDC lied, that the NIH lied, that Fauci lied. I don't know if you guys saw the thing that they did on the Texas congressman. He talks about the Wu flu lie, a vaccine the military was forced to get that they now have verifiable proof of the data that it didn't do anything. It didn't help a single thing. And do you know they're still pushing it? They're still pushing that in the vaccines. Fauci is still out there warning. There could be another bigger one, bigger than Wu flu. You got to stay vigilant. We want more money. By the way, that congressman, I can't remember his name, but he says when he's reading these things off, and we're going to play the clip. I'm going to play the clip. You deserve to hear it. He's reading these things off, and And by the way, the clip is 12 minutes, but we're going to break it into pieces. When you do hear it, I want you to listen to the amount of redundancy. How much money we give to climate change. How much money we give to WooFlu stuff. And he proves with every breath that comes out of his mouth that it's all a scam. It's one big illustrious scam, taking our money, doing nothing with it. It is a scam. We'll play it later. It drives me crazy. And it probably drives you crazy because it is organized theft. And it's why the Democrats want to cheat. It's why they have to cheat. See, because once you peel away the special interest things they want to go after us for, oh, they want to protect children. I would run a commercial that says, you know, it's funny. The Democrats who will protect death row inmates will kill an innocent child and then demonize those of us who want to protect the child. So let me put it in a way maybe you can understand. Let's say I'm babysitting your kid and a heinous criminal, a violent criminal breaks into the house. And I say, you know what, criminal? Go ahead and kill that baby. Kill that 2-year-old that I've been put in care of. And you applaud me. You say, way to go, Kev. Way to get somebody killed that you were in care of that couldn't protect themselves. And, oh, by the way, what if the kid tried to run and you went and you grabbed the kid and said, don't you be trying to run from the death row inmate? That's what the Democrats are about. I'm going to go into this COVID data because the CDC hid this data for 2 years. For the naysayers listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, I want you to understand what I'm about to tell you, the CDC hid for 2 years. You have to ask yourself, why would they do this? In the interest of public safety, wouldn't you want people to know the stuff that I'm about to tell you? Now, I mentioned it earlier, but let me just give you the numbers. Some 782,900 people reported seeking medical attention, emergency room care, and or hospitalization following a WooFlu vaccine. 782,900 people. How many people did they say died of COVID? Oh, we passed the million mark. They didn't tell you that while they were forcing people to get this shot, including the military, people were reporting, 783,000 people were reporting adverse reactions, and they wouldn't tell you that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't want to say I told you so to the people that said to me, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation about COVID. But yeah, I do want to say it. I told you so. The CDC released data to the Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN, after being sued over not producing the data when asked by the nonprofit. Here's what the guy said, he's the lawyer for ICANN. He says, it took numerous legal demands, appeals, and two lawsuits over a year, but the CDC finally capitulated and agreed to a court order requiring them to do what they should have done from day one. It took a court order to get information about health care that every American was needed, that people making policy needed. Ask yourself this question. Why wouldn't you voluntarily give that information to us? You know the answer. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. The person who tells you the truth, because I know what I'm talking about. I know when these people are pulling the wool over your eyes, because I've watched it. I'm an observer. That's what people with logic degrees, people with comedic minds, we observe. We look at the world and we say, that doesn't look right or feel right or whatever. And that's where we are. Every single day. 10 million people utilized VSafe during the period of time that the data covers, December 14th of 2020 to July 31st of 2022. About 231 million Americans received at least one vaccine during that time. The VSafe users reported about 71 million symptoms. 71 million. 71 million. That, folks, is more than 25%. It's probably closer to 30% of the people made a report. The most commonly reported symptoms were chills by 3.1 million people, swelling 3.6 million, joint pain 4 million, muscle or body aches 7.8 million, headache 9.7 million, fatigue 12.7 million, and general pain 19.5 million. About 4.2 million of the symptoms were of severe severity. Users of VSafe filled in the data for about 13,000 infants younger than 2, reporting over 33,000 symptoms, including pain, loss of appetite, and irritability. The data produced so far by the CDC does not include free text responses. The data covers fields where users use checkboxes, and see, that was a problem too. ICAM was founded by a film producer. His name is Dale Bigtree. He says that this newly revealed data shows shocking information that should have caused the CDC to immediately shut down its COVID-19 vaccine program, citing a percentage of people who reported needing to get care, missing school work, or other normal activities, as I mentioned earlier. But they didn't do it. And there's a very simple reason why they didn't do it. There's a lot of money. A ton of money. So they didn't do it. 33% of the people they say who got the vaccine suffered from a significant adverse event. 7.7% had to seek professional medical care. Extraordinary numbers. By anybody's standards, that would show that this is unsafe. But the CDC deliberately hid this information from the American public. And remember, the drug companies, meanwhile, were saying, we don't want anything to get out until 75 years have passed. 75 years. Now, again, I ask you a very simple question. Why? Why? Data should be coming out immediately when it has to do with public health. This isn't who shot Kennedy. And you want to hide it, or UFOs, as I've mentioned before. This is something that can affect your life as it stands right now. They weren't protecting us, folks. These people were protecting the manufacturers of the vaccine. I want to play a clip. It's a long clip, but we'll play some of the pieces of it that have to do with the vaccine and the money that's gone towards this boondoggle. This is from, oh God, I can't remember his name, but he's a congressman out of Texas. Why am I struggling with language today? At least I recognize it, right? I'm not pulling a Joe Biden on you. Here's this clip.
Today, my colleagues on my side of the aisle, 22 of them in the United States Senate, voted for the continuing resolution. They voted for it, they will say, because, oh no, the government funding will expire tomorrow and we might have a government shutdown. you can hear all of the people in America crying big crocodile tears over the possibility that the federal government might not have its lights on Saturday morning. But let's actually talk about what's really going on. That CR that 22 Republican members of the Senate voted for contains $17 billion in emergency funding, unpaid for, another blank check. That same CR will expire in December on December 16th in a lame duck Congress, which my colleagues on this side of the aisle know full well means it empowers my colleagues on that side of the aisle to continue to stick it to the American people with their radical leftist policies, undermining their way of life. It's not just the Department of Homeland Security leaving our border wide open and exposed, but the FBI to the tune of $10.8 billion to go after former President Trump, to go after parents concerned about schools, to go after a pro-lifer father, an IRS to $12.6 billion. We just gave them another $80 billion. But no, we just funded a CR that an annual appropriation of $12 billion. Oh, you think that's good enough? How about NIH, $45 billion, after NIH has been basically screwing the American people for the last 2.5 years with their nonsense spewing out about COVID, resulting in our children being set back a generation, shoved to the corner of classrooms, forced to wear masks, unable to have proper speech. Also, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle can run around wearing masks and scaring the bejesus out of the American people. $45 billion. My Republican colleagues in the Senate said, sure, let's keep giving them more money. How about Pfizer and Moderna, who faced no liability, made $93 billion in 2022. $93 billion. Pfizer and Moderna, because the government was cramming shots into people's arms and then forcing our men and women in uniform to lose their job and get fired if they dare not take a shot, which the current CDC says, you know what? Doesn't even help with transmission.
The congressman you're listening to there is Chip Roy out of Texas. We'll be right back.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In September, the producer price index jumped by 0.4%, the highest monthly increase since June when gas prices peaked. The overall year-on-year PPI declined slightly from August as 8.7% to 8.5% in September. The latest numbers also show that fresh and dry vegetables went up 15.7% in 1 month, grain went up 10.7%, and fresh eggs went up 16.7%. Mortgage applications are down again. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total volume fell by 2% last week compared to the week before. The Major League Baseball divisional playoffs continue on Wednesday with two games highlighted by the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting the San Diego Padres. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever had to protect yourself or your family? Have you ever been bullied? I mean, we talk about bullying a lot. Bullying is, you know, we have these anti-bullying campaigns and things like this. I'm convinced of this. I know people are not going to like it. I don't care. I'm convinced that everybody needs to experience some kind of bullying. It's going to come. If you want to delay it, that's fine. It's going to come. Whether it's a bully at the job, or it's a bully at the gym, or it's a bully in traffic, you're going to confront a bully. And the more you confront them, the earlier you confront them and understand how to deal with them, the better. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to all people. Kevin, whatever. I don't care what you think. I remember seeing one of my friends. I tell this story a lot. I was in the second grade. My buddy, one of my best friends, was Roland. He was my best friend. I mean, as far as second graders go, it seemed like we were best friends. And Roland was a big kid. He was as big as a fifth grader. Dude probably grew up to play linebacker for the Packers or something. But we never kept in touch because I moved and that was that. But there was a third grader who was a little bitty dude. He was a little smaller than I was. And this kid bullied Roland. I mean, he would make Roland do anything. Why? Because I'm a third grader. I'm ahead of you. Now, when you grow up and you're 19, 20 years old and somebody's 21, I mean, other than you might want them to buy your liquor for you, you don't think of them as, well, you're if I'm 6'5", you know, 250 pounds and a trained martial artist, and you're 5'7", and you've never had a fight in your life, trust me, but you're older, you're not going to bully me. In fact, you can flip that. If you're 5'8", as I am, and you're a trained martial artist, and the other guy is 6'5", and he's never, you know, maybe he's had a fight or he hasn't, I can guarantee you, he ain't bullying me. But here's my point. When this kid bullied Roland, I would look at Roland and go, you do realize you could just, you know, you hit this guy and he's done. But Roland, he was so deferential. It was in his mind that guy's older. So anyway, when I talk about protecting yourself, that bullying is the next step for you to say, I'm not going to be bullied. And what it means is, as you mature in your ability to understand bullying, you know how to push it back. Because let me tell you, criminals out there, they are nothing but bullies. A criminal is looking for an advantage where he can bully you. He or she can bully you. If they've got a gun and you don't, expect to be bullied. The FBI has a report that just came out, and they lie more than Joe Biden, and that's a lot. in this latest case, they underreported the good guys with gun stats. How much did they underreport these stats? I'm going to get to it in just a second. But I will tell you this, exponentially. Not just a little bit. It wasn't 10 or 15%. It wasn't even geometrically where you could say, well, it was a 20, 30%. No, 780+% they misrepresented how often a gun is used. Now, you've heard me talk about this. And I'm going to have some numbers here. I don't know whether these are going to be definitive, but this will make the bigger point because I talked earlier about the FBI and their crime stats. They lie about the crime stats, the number of times that people are accosted. Well, here's more to the story. According to a new report from Crime Prevention Research, the FBI's official data contains massive errors when it comes to tracking active shooting incidents, and the agency has undercounted how often armed citizens have thwarted active shootings over the past 8 years. The FBI defines an active shooter as one or more individuals actively engaged in shooting or attempting to kill people in a populated area. But does not include crimes related to criminal activities such as robberies or gang shootouts. At the center of the discrepancy are two variables, misclassified shootings and overlooked incidents. Now, think about what I just told you. They don't include robberies or gang shootouts. So in gang shootouts where somebody shoots back and kills a gang person, or in a robbery where someone thwarts a robbery, no, we're not going to count that in terms of you're thwarting something. Well, how much of that's missed? Well, according to this report, quite a bit. So they go on to say this. Although collecting such data is fraught with challenges, some see a pattern of distortion in the FBI numbers because the errors almost exclusively go one way. You want to take a guess as to which way they go? Almost exclusively going one way, minimizing the life-saving actions of armed citizens. They don't want you to know. Now, I've asked this question of many people, and you should ask this question when somebody talks about gun control. There's a few things you could ask them, which the first one I told you recently is, if you are getting your butt kicked and the person's trying to kill you and they knock you down, and within reach of you is a loaded handgun, would you get it and would you use it? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I would have already seen the handgun and would have run over towards it. But if I'm getting my butt whooped and I get knocked down and there's a gun within reach and you don't think I'm going to reach over and get it and shoot you right in your naughty bits and then, you know, do some other damage, you must be out of your mind. And I'm going to tell you, anybody listening to this program that says, oh, you know, Kevin, I have to think, shut up. You're an idiot. Because in those circumstances, 99.99999% of the time you're going to reach for that gun. And you know when the 0.00001 time you're not? It's because you don't have arms. That's the only thing that will prevent you from reaching for that weapon. Because I don't care how much anti-gun, you may not have ever shot a gun in your life. You may not know how to hold it, take the safety, nothing. And if you see a gun and you think it'll save your life, you're going to get it unless you don't have arms. And then you're going to reach for it with your feet because you're going to want to save your life. The framers of the Constitution didn't write in pursuit of or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They didn't put life first for shiggles. They put life first because your innate being as a human being is to preserve your life. It is very unusual when you don't want to do it. Things have to get pretty bad, ergo suicide, for you to say life's not worth it. Because any other time outside of that, pretty much, you're going to fight for your life. And you'll fight tooth and nail. And you want to know how you'll fight even harder? Is if it involves somebody you love. Let it involve your kids. You'll fight harder for your children than you will for yourself. That's if you're a good parent. going back to the data, they don't want to tell you that the gun is saving more lives than they want, than the propaganda. And it's a very simple reason. The FBI, along with the rest of the government, want to take your guns because they understand that is the only thing between you and total loss of freedom. They say data released by the nonprofit shows that 34.4% of active shootings were thwarted by armed citizens between 2014 and 2021. However, FBI data show only 4.4% of active shootings were thwarted by armed citizens. Again, 780% differential between what they report and what is true reality. And of course, they give you the data. All in all, they write, 360 active shooter incidents were identified by the CPRC between 2014 and 2021. 124 of them stopped by armed citizens. The FBI identified 252 active shooter incidents during the same period, with only 11 being thwarted by armed citizens. Now, you got to ask yourself a very simple question, folks. What are they doing? They said, whether deliberately, through bias, or just incompetence, the FBI database of active shooters cannot be trusted. According to research, the FBI misclassified at least 5 cases where citizens thwarted the incident, but the FBI didn't list it in the report because the suspects were ultimately apprehended by police. In 2 cases, citizens with valid firearm licenses thwarted shootings. In 3 other misidentified cases, the FBI simply failed to mention citizen engagement at all. 25 likely mass shootings weren't even included, according to the report, which is in addition to another 83 active shooting incidents excluded from the FBI's figures. But you know what people will tell you all the time? I looked at the FBI data. The FBI data is propaganda.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists have threatened to jail conservatives for mispronouncing a person. Yes, that's a word. Mispronouncing. Not using the right pronoun. So what, you don't know what a person is? If you say, excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me. And he said, or she, or whatever, or were you speaking about her? All those things. Language. Not even, it's not like it's insulting, it's not meant to be offensive, it's not like it's, attacking or anything like that. Just mere language. And there are people out there who would put you in jail. They will come and berate you because you don't recognize their gender identity. Well, you handle it any way you want, but you get in my face about your gender identity, and you're going to get clocked. The left also want to jail climate deniers. You know, the people that don't believe in global climate change. So imagine going to jail because you don't know the gender of some freak, or you actually believe that climate change is what it is, which is weather. These are two legitimate things that the left will arrest you for. They will hate you for. They have names for you. Denier. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And you would think, okay, I've given you two things that you would stop and go, wait a minute. Kevin, you got to be kidding me. I say, excuse me, sir or ma'am, I talk about a mom and a dad, whatever, and I could be jailed? Yes. In Canada right now, they're doing that? By the way, there are places you can't say negative things about a religion. You could be jailed in parts of Europe because you say something about Islam. Not even derogatory. You question it in some way. Innocuous statement. In jail. It's insane. Yet, Islam, as an example, can openly talk about gaiety and, you know, toss people off of buildings and nobody says a word. Leftism is kooky because you don't know how to react to it. Islam, for example, should, as far as religions go, Islam should be the one that leftists are fighting against tooth and nail. But they are silent. But they will fight Christianity with every bone of their, you know, of their being. What is it, every ounce of their being? Okay, every ounce of their being. And it's akin to killing babies at birth, but getting death row people, you know, serial killers off of death row. Anyway, leftists didn't stop at just mispronouncing and climate denying. Remember when they threatened, get this, I remember this because I remember thinking, this is the worst of the slippery slopes. Remember when they threatened not to treat you if you were unvaccinated? Yeah. Now there's all this data that proves we should never have been vaccinated. It didn't work. Neither did the boosters. None of this stuff should work. And for the record, now there's very little fear of the dreaded Wu flu. After they did everything they did, shut down this country, put people out of business, increased suicides, certainly increased anxiety, and a host of other stuff. And now, but there was a time where if you were unvaxxed, don't let them travel. You'll never be able to travel. Don't let them eat in restaurants. You can't go anywhere. There was a vitriolic movement against people who dare say, it's my body. But on the flip side of that, if you want to kill a baby, it's your body, no problem. There are people in this country, idiots, who wanted to deny health care, what they claim is a human right, to those who were smart enough not to get Fauci's death poke. Now, one would think that this insanity would finally find an end, but it continues. You ready for this next story? Has to do with PayPal. PayPal, in their little bylaws, put a little thing in there that said, if you provide misinformation, we'll charge you $2,500. I think it was per day. So they were going to give themselves the ability to confiscate the money that you collected because they deem it misinformation. Now, the company came out and said, oh, no, that was a mistake. It never should have been in there. We would never do this or that. I don't believe them. I believe that as much as I believe Joe Biden was the best student in his class. That I believe Joe Biden had nothing to do with Hunter's business dealings. What is your depth of belief for this? Because let me tell you something. I don't believe him for a second.
Understand, folks, a company that processes financial transactions. That's what they do. They are in the business of you buy something, they say, we will process the transaction. We tack on an exorbitant amount for ourselves, make a crazy amount of money, and that's the end of it. You think they'd be happy just with that, but no. They have to get involved in the social justice movement. They want to involve themselves in deciding the truth from the lies. What does your business model have to do with any of this? And here's what's bad. Oh, yeah, it impacts them. They could get hit. But see, we use PayPal. We use it as a service for our companies. It's an easy transactional methodology. You say, go to PayPal. It's trusted. You know it. Go to PayPal. They charge a crazy amount of money. Now, before I continue, I will say this. Conservatives, build one. I'll use it. Build conservative version of PayPal. Give it some initials, CVPP. Have you been on CVPP? No, but I'm down with CVPP. Get on CVPP, and that way we can stop all this nonsense. Charge me half of what PayPal charges. You're still going to make a fortune, and we can get around it because let me tell you what happens. Every time this happens, you know what people do? Kevin, I wanted to donate to your cause, man, but I noticed you use PayPal. I noticed you use PayPal. I noticed you use PayPal. I noticed you. Yeah, I noticed. I noticed you. Okay. Kill me. What does it do? Look, what do you want me to do? So we took it off PayPal. We went to Stripe, I think. They're owned by lefties. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're going to issue a fatwa like PayPal did, charge you money for misinformation. But I know this, they make a crap load of money and they're leftist, which means they're probably giving it to leftist causes. It is what it is. I can't do anything about that. But man, you know, let's just don't get mad at me because I got to use what's out there. Anyway, they said, next time you're checking through those long and possibly long and impenetrable legal disclaimers to a company's terms of service, take a closer look. A new policy in PayPal's fine print triggered a storm of outrage over apparent plans to impose, starting on November 3rd, a hefty crime of $2,500 anytime one of its 429 million consumers and merchants express what the company brass deemed to be disinformation. Now they apologized, calling it confusion, claiming it was all just an error, but not before a deluge of criticism from a high number of high-profile individuals, including its own former president, David Marcus. Marcus took to Twitter to say the new acceptable use policy was an insanity that forced him to come forward to criticize his own company, his previous employer. He worked there for three years. PayPal's new AUP goes against everything I believe. A private company now gets to decide to take your money if you say something they disagree with? See, it would have led to lawsuits, but this is what they do. Think about this. This is insane. Why would a company even consider this? Who in your company brought this up? Fire them. Elon Musk got involved with it. My buddy Kevin Sorbo tweeted about it as well. Folks, these are people that want to dictate how you can travel, where you can eat, who you can visit with, your health care, whether or not. I mean, name me something that this isn't a slippery slope for. Name me anything. If somebody can say, I'm going to fine you because I don't like what you have to say and it's none of their business.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.